Come on, boy.
Set it up. Oh.
It's on you, Steve.
Tommy called a lady, Christian woman.
Oh, yeah.
Told lady at the church, well, they didn't appreciate her shouting as much, and that she going to have to stop all this. You can't do this to people that love the Lord. Here it is.
Hello?
Hello. I'm trying to reach a sister.
This is she.
How you doing? I'm giving you a call on behalf of Baptist Church. You are a member there, am I right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Listen, I'm calling you. Some of the members have gotten together and had a meeting and wanted me to give you a call and try to talk on the members' behalf so maybe we can get this problem rectified that they have as far as you are concerned.
Now, okay, go ahead. I'm just trying to see what this is in regards to. Go ahead.
Well, it seems like the members of the church are complaining about that you're doing too much shouting at church on Sunday, and it seems to be going on every Sunday. You're running up and down the aisle, and you're shouting all over the place. And it's
I've been singled out about my shouting. Is that what you're saying?
Well, evidently it's distracting, ma'am. You're distracting everyone from getting the word and listening to the word and being involved in the service. And that's the purpose of the call, is to see if we can get you to tone it down some.
Okay, so the whole church is complaining about me shouting the way people run up and down them aisles every Sunday and almost turn cartwheels and flips, and they singling me out, complaining about me?
Well, ma'am, I don't know how it is that you can see everybody else doing cartwheels when you're the ones that they say is the one that's doing them.
How am I being singled out?
Ma'am, all I'm saying is that they're saying that you're doing too much shouting and too much running at this church. Now, I'm just the messenger.
Okay, well, they can't tell me how to shout. They can't tell me what's going on in my life, what's going to keep me from praising God. They can go somewhere else with that, but they are not going to tell me that I can't praise my God. They don't know how good God has been to me.
And you know what? I understand that. I agree with you wholeheartedly, but it's becoming a distraction. I mean, they was at the point last night talking about, should we put some seatbelts on the pews so you can stay down?
I wish they would put some seatbelts. How are they going to tell people they can't shout in church and praise God? What do we come to church for?
Well, you do come to...
They need to be trying to praise God and get their own shout on and stop looking at me and worrying about what I'm doing.
We're going to need you to quit running up and down these aisles and doing
I'm sorry, sir. You know, I'm trying to stay calm. I'm trying my best. Whew, Jesus, sir, that's not happening. You can't tell me I got to stop shouting.
Okay, ma'am, but let me ask you something. Are you running now? Aren't you just standing still talking?
No, because I don't have to run right now.
Okay, what I'm trying to get you to do...
If I want to run up and down this street right now, I can run up and down this street and praise God. But they're not going to tell me to stop shouting at church.
Can we get you to be a little bit more reserved as what we... See, ma'am, let me go ahead and go further on what they...
I move how the Spirit moves.
Okay, well, let me move and tell you what they've told me. Now,
go ahead, what they told you.
If we can't get to the point where you can, you know, tone it down, then we may have to ask you to leave.
Let them ask me, Jesus. Oh, Jesus, let them ask me, why would they want me to leave the church? I've been at that church for 15 years. I'm not leaving the church. I'm going to run up and down around the church. I'm going to even turn me some flips where I'm up in the ass. I feel like it.
Now, listen.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm going to be there. I am going to be there on Sunday, ma'am. And I have been the person that's been appointed to make sure that you're not running up and down these aisles and shouting like this. You have to keep yourself reserved so people can hear the word of God. You are standing in people's word. That's what you're doing. You're in the way
of. You know what? If they come trying to sit me down, I'm going to give them a word and it ain't going to be a God.
So,
let them put their damn hands up on me here.
Now, listen.
Okay, I'm telling you that now.
You
could say, I haven't been in that church 15 years. If I want to run, dance, shout, jump, scream, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it. And ain't nobody going to stop me.
You're going to have to stop this. And Sunday, this past Sunday was your last Sunday doing it. And you're
watch
not finna
me.
Do it this
watch
Sunday.
Well, like I said, just watch. And I'm telling you, could tell the ushers, the deacon board, the deaconess, the minister's wives, or whoever else you want to tell, let them put their hands on me and see if I don't swing on them. I'm going to come right up out the Spirit and swing on them. I'm telling you that now. Because see, sir, you done really pushed me that.
Well, let me ask you this here.
Tried to show that I'm saved and delivered, but you making me revert back to my own ways, and you You really finna piss me off. That's what you finna do.
Okay, well, let me ask you this here. Where is the God at right now in you? Where is the one that's...
The God was in me when I was trying to be calm with you at first to tell you don't be calling me with this foolishness. But now you done made the other side of me raise up.
Well, you done raised it up in... You done raised it up in me, too. Guess what? Come Sunday, you're gonna sit your ass in that pew, and you ain't gonna... I would be talking to Pastor myself and letting him know about this situation. You don't talk. You don't.
We can call Pastor right now. We can get Pastor on freeway.
You don't talk to Pastor. I talk to Pastor.
I talk to Pastor. I done been at this church 15 years. Like I said, I'm telling you. Oh, Jesus. Jesus.
Now, see, just like this here. You see how you calling on him and you standing.
Jesus. Yeah, because I'm calling on him to keep me from just really going and cuss you out right now because you done really hit my nerve.
I understand that. But can you call on him Sunday from your pew?
Just... I call on him from my pew, from the floor, from the pulpit, from the baptism pool, wherever I feel like it. Now, how about that?
I don't want to have to put you.
I'm not finna keep going round with you either.
Now I'm gonna escort your butt right on out of that Sunday.
Escort me out here, and that might as well get security right on up there with us. And I'm telling you now, I guess we'll all be having a prison ministry because that's how where we all gonna be after I finish whooping your.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, lady.
Well, you know what? You better say it real quick because you finna talk to this operator.
This is nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girl.
You know what?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.